Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, it is time for the recap, the weekly recap from the Truth About Guns, and we'd like to do that with the editor-in-chief, and his name is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir. How are you?
If you had told me today when I called you to see if you were free for tonight, if you'd said no, I'd have been crying. Because you guys have had a lot of stuff going on. I mean, a lot of stuff going on.
There has been a lot. There's always a lot.
Yeah. Goodness. So let's start out with the strange. And let me set this up. Anti-gunners are always saying regular civilians should not have guns because they're not trained. And then if a police officer shoots somebody, they're told they weren't trained enough. And as the law of averages works out, we finally run into this thing where all of the I's are dotted, all of the T's are crossed, and still, now they found something wrong. And I'm talking about Officer Tony McBride at LAPD.
It's funny how these goalposts continually move.
Yeah, they're, it's a living, breathing thing.
Yeah, it's whatever is convenient at the time and whatever is most politically expedient.
So, fill everybody in on this that might not know about this, please, sir.
Well, there's a shooting. I think it took place back in April where some guy in a truck in Los Angeles who had methamphetamine in his system, who was later found, careened through a street, hit a bunch of cars, and came to a stop. Police showed up. He was apparently cutting himself inside the car with a knife, and he got out. And Officer McBride told him to drop the knife. He didn't. He kept walking toward her. He put his arms out for everybody to see. There's video of this, not only from the officer's body cam, but a couple of bystanders took videos as well. She shot him. And she shot him
six times.
Six times in three controlled two-shot bursts.
Hit him with each round.
Hit him with every round. And a lot of people make jokes about cops and their proficiency or lack thereof with firearms. But Officer McBride is a competitive shooter.
Yeah,
she's very good.
Has she won Top Shot?
I have no idea. I don't know that she was on. I'm not sure if she was on Top Shot.
Anyway. I read she was on Top Shot. She also trained with Terran Tactical Innovations. And
right. We included some video from Terran Tactical in our post on this, showing her going through a stage. And obviously she looks very proficient doing that. Well, that, of course, has now come up in the investigation of the shooting.
She's too trained. She's too fast.
She's too good. She's a competitive shooter. As a Los Angeles Times post put it, the deceased's name is Daniel Hernandez. Daniel Hernandez's parents and 14-year-old daughter argue through their attorneys that McBride should have done more to de-escalate the conversation. She might, for example, have stepped behind a bystander's car to buy time, they say. They contend that she responded like the competitive shooter seen on video racing to get off shots. Quote, she loves to shoot all these things as fast as she can, unquote, said Casillas, the lawyer for the Hernandez family. That certainly is in stark contrast to the measured, cautious police officer exhibiting a reverence for life. This isn't a movie, unquote.
Well, you know, here's the thing that, what was it, Michigan, the deputy sheriff who shot the guy with the screwdriver and the knife,
mm-hmm.
and she really let him get close.
Yeah,
and
very
she
close.
She shot him. It looked like 14 times. Looked like she had to clear the stoppage like a boss, which she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she kept backing up.
Yes, she did.
Until she got caught. Until she couldn't back up fast enough. And I think that's a mistake. I think that is a huge mistake. I think a lot of police officers are doing this simply to try to avoid the inevitable.
I think so. And you can understand that. Nobody wants to shoot another person.
Sure.
But in this case, as you can see from the video, it wasn't just the thing in Michigan. It was just the woman and that guy. In this case, there were a whole lot of people around.
Yeah.
There are a lot of bystanders. There are other cops. There are bystanders around. You don't know what this guy's going to do. He refused to drop the knife. It was sort of a razor knife, box cutter type thing. Kept walking toward her, so she shot him. And I'm not an investigator. It looks like a reasonable shoot to me.
Yeah.
And I've seen a number of these in the past. But of course, you know, you'd expect a deceased family not to agree with that. You know, you always hear, well, why
yeah, he was
shoot him
saint.
In the chest?
He was
yeah,
a saint.
He was a saint.
Yeah.
And why couldn't she shoot him in the leg? Why couldn't she shoot the knife out of his hand? Something like that.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, the ridiculous stuff. Here's the thing. I've watched the video. The guy got within, it looks like 15 feet. He was inside the Tula range.
Yeah, it looks farther than it is because of the fisheye effect of the body.
Yeah.
But he was definitely inside 20 feet, I think.
He was close. I mean, it looked like he was from the side angle. Even the Mexican Americans that were on the side, they were saying, he's got a knife. What is he doing? And then he got shot.
Yeah, I know.
And somebody's like,
there was something wrong. I mean, they were wondering, why didn't he just drop the knife? And then she shot him.
Yeah.
You're right. The guy who was speaking Spanish, I mean, clearly, I think, agreed with the shoot at the time.
Yeah.
His reaction was, you know, that was reasonable. She told him to drop the knife, and he wouldn't do it.
I'll say this. I was impressed because she's shooting a Glock, and I have Glocks. I carry Glocks. I'm not a real big fan of Glock accuracy. Now, I could tell that she had done a little bit her Glock. She had a magwell in it and everything else, and I'm sure she has practiced a nauseating degree with that gun because she seeks out training. And
yeah, I'm sure she shoots a little more than the annual qualifying course
So I think it was a righteous shoot, too. I just find it interesting that they're like, first of all, nobody's trained enough, and then you can be trained too much. And I really would like for them just to come out and just give us at least a ruling on what is the proper amount of training the one must have.
Yeah, the ruling is no guns. Forget about it. They
no
want
guns.
English bobbies.
Okay.
Yeah.
English bobbies. English bobbies. I got you. I hear you. We're coming up on the first break, and I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the truthaboutguns.com. Today I went there and I was looking, and most of the time I'm trying to find four things to talk about with Dan. I could talk about the show. I could talk about what I found just today with Dan. I could talk about it through this hour and the next hour and probably carry on into tomorrow's show. They have been knocking it out of the park. Their aggregation and their original content is completely... Is it bonus time at Truth About Guns, Dan? I mean, if it is, you guys should be earning them all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I'm speaking with Dan Zimmerman. We're doing the weekly recap, but he just had something come in. We can paraphrase this as this is setting up the big face-off between the limousine liberals and the Bernie bros, but what did you just find out?
McCloskeys, who have become world famous, the St. Louis couple, who defended their home in front of a crowd that had invaded their neighborhood, trespassing and all that, have right. now officially been charged with a felony, one felony count each, by St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner.
Ah, and what have they been charged with?
I haven't been able to read the entire thing, but it says... a single felony count of displaying a firearm, something like that. Today, her statement. Today, my office filed charges against Mark and Patricia McCloskey following an incident involving a peaceful, unarmed protest on June 28th. It is illegal to wave weapons in a threatening manner at those participating in nonviolent protests, and while we are fortunate the situation did not escalate into deadly force, this type of conduct is unacceptable in St. Louis.
Now,
statement of the prosecutor.
Have they ever been arrested?
No.
So
they
can
not.
They be charged without being arrested?
They can be charged. I'm sure they will have to show up at a police station and present themselves for booking and all that type of
information. What of the Antifa that were there that had weapons slung, that they had them out and they were talking about burning them down and all this other stuff? That's okay?
Apparently. I mean, I heard the same reports. I didn't see the guns, but I heard that they were, some of the crowd had threatened to burn their house, kill their dog, and threaten them directly.
Sure.
That reportedly happened too, so...
Now this is not bode well. First of all, the governor's already come out and said, "Well, go ahead and charge him because I'm going to pardon him." Right?
He said that. You know, he said, "Look, we have to see everything play out. We got to hear all the facts." He says, "But right now, if this is all about going after them because they did a lawful act." If that scenario ever happened, I don't think they're going to spend any time in jail. Basically, he said he's going to pardon them if it ever comes to that, if they're ever convicted and sentenced.
Now, aren't the McCluskeys sort of, they're leftists, aren't they?
You know, if you look back in their the records of their political contributions, they've contributed to both sides. And like... people in New York City, if you want to do business in the city of St. Louis, you have to do business with Democrats because Democrats own the city for decades and decades. So unless you want to alienate the entire government of the city of St. Louis, you're going to end up contributing to a number of Democrats. But they've apparently donated to Republicans, too. So they've played both sides of the fence.
Okay. So this is interesting. It's very interesting simply because they're charging them and they haven't been arrested. I mean, the cops, I thought from the initial report that I...
Bill? Yeah, hello?
Oh, we lost me. How did we lose me? All right, are you getting me now? Hang on a minute, let me look at this. You should be getting me now. We're good? All right. That was interesting. We got Dan, though, still, right? Lost Dan. The drama of live radio. I can never explain to you enough. This is the thing with this thing with the McCluskeys. This is meant to put a chill on armed self-defense, which I think in Missouri that's open carry, and so you can carry. And one of the caveats to open carry is you cannot carry to in. you hear me? Goodness gracious. Okay. I don't know what's going on here. It's the live drama. You can't get past it. You can't get past the live drama. Anyway, this is meant to put a chill. This is meant to put the chill on armed self-defense. I don't know what's going on, Dan. I don't know. I'm watching my meters. They all seem to be working pretty good.
Gremlins dropped in the middle of the mid sentence there.
I guess so. I'm going to look at my stuff. Oh, wow! I did have a whole bunch of drop. That's just horrible. We can't be having that. We can't be having that. Anyway, I guess we'll see what happens later on as this plays out. But do you think this is meant to chill armed self-defense?
I don't know. I think this is more of a Kim Gardner thing. She is a political hack. She's been since the day she was elected. Every attorney that was in her office the day she was elected has quit. More who she has hired since have quit. She filed, previous Governor Eric Greitens, who resigned, had serious problems. She filed politically motivated lawsuit against him early on that she ultimately had to drop because there was no evidence for it or charges. I mean, she's one of the worst prosecutors in the country. And as the McCloskey's attorney is quoted here after these charges, as a criminal defense attorney, this may be the first in the country to have the U.S. president, a governor, a U.S. senator, and former attorney general of the state on the side of my two clients. So
yeah.
He's got some support.
Yeah. I think last time I've seen presidents say things about various cases, but
yeah.
Anyway. That was not the weekly recap. That was actually breaking news. Have you even written anything about that? That's probably
No. I haven't had.
Oh, so you got it first here. All right. Thank you very much for that. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's where you can find Dan's work that he does on a daily basis. His work and the work of his team of writers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As negotiations regarding another coronavirus stimulus bill are ramping up, President Trump says there's good news about a vaccine for the virus.
We're studying the reports very closely. I think people are going to be very pleasantly surprised with what's going on the vaccine front and the therapeutic front.
President Trump also says the White House coronavirus task force briefings will resume on Tuesday. Democrats are demanding internal investigations into the Trump administration's deployment of troops into Portland. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says those troops went out west for a good reason.
We actually had credible information that the federal buildings were going to be attacked. That's what led us to putting more resources there. And guess what? That's exactly what happened.
The Democratic Attorney General in Oregon is also suing the Department of Homeland Security over arrests in Portland. This is USA Radio News. With lawmakers back from their two-week recess and now debating a new stimulus bill, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell believes there needs to be some sort of protections for businesses.
You're looking for a theme here, think liability protection for those who've been trying to deal with the pandemic. We don't need an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic we're already struggling with. Kids in school, jobs, and health care.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek says he may have to stop cancer treatments if the current course doesn't work during a Good Morning America interview.
And I'll just continue with chemo and see what happens. But I'm not going to go to any extraordinary measures to ensure my survival.
The statement comes just days after the 79-year-old game show host gave a positive update about his health. Trebek was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in March of last year. This is USA Radio News.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns. Did you hear what the Portland guy did you hear the news from during the break with what they were saying coming out of Portland?
No, I did not.
Well, they were talking about how they're referring to the Department of Homeland Security agents being there as troops, and they're objecting to the feds arresting people that are trying to harm federal property. Isn't that sort of a dangerous precedent for them to set? I know that, you know, we get out here all the time and we're like, states' rights and the 10th Amendment and all this other stuff. But we also hear that federal law is the supremacy clause or whatever they want to call it. Federal law overrules all of that when it comes to certain things. Are they sort of shooting themselves in the foot as far as their federal anti-gun laws they want to see passed? Because if states can just pick and choose what they want to, you know, abide by, like it's a salad bar, doesn't that sort of defeat the purpose of anything else?
Yeah, there's always been a double standard. The states' rights are always states' rights until it's inconvenient, and then the supremacy clause takes effect. That's always been, that always will be. It depends on whose ox is getting gored and which side of a particular situation you're on. In this case, you have a city like Portland, where the mayor, Ted Wheeler, is in effect in charge of the police. They have an unusual structure there. And they have obviously made no attempt at all for years now to control their Antifa population there. Those people run rampant and do whatever they want to. And they've basically had that city under siege for, what, 2 months now or something like that?
Yeah.
Trump or somebody at the federal level made the decision to send federal agents in to protect federal property.
Right.
Because the locals aren't doing it. It's not unlike what's happened in Atlanta when the governor sent National Guard troops in to protect state property in the city of Atlanta. The National Guard troops weren't patrolling the streets. They're protecting state property. Here, feds are protecting federal property. And they did that based on the fact that it was obvious to anybody who was looking that locals, local cops, local law enforcement, they're not going to do anything. And I'm sure it also makes a nice political point. Don't discount that as well. Trump gets to show up the locals saying, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. And we're going to protect this. And he's, you know, it makes them look bad, at least to some people. And everybody else who disagrees with it calls the stormtroopers and and cries Nazi.
That's what she did that the other day. Let's segue, can we, to Shannon Squeaky Watts and her tweet the other day where she got out there and said, please read my op-ed about hashtag Stephen Clark, the unlawful shootings of black and brown people by law enforcement is gun violence. If we want to end gun violence, then we have to fight the systemic racism that can cause it, too. Can we declare her legally insane?
I think we can declare her legally an opportunist. She will say anything and everything to please her paymaster, Michael Bloomberg, and do anything to oppose gun rights. And not just civilian gun rights. She obviously doesn't even want police around either.
Right.
Wrap your head around that. She wants to disarm people whenever and wherever possible, and she wants to remove cops or hamstring them enough that they can't be an effective countermeasure to criminal activity. Basically, some sort of state of anarchy is really what is her ideal, or it seems so anyway.
When the Bernie Bros roll in on her, when Antifa rolls in on her, she's not going to be out there going, take heart, I'm one of you. They're going to be like, kill the 1%.
Yeah, eat the rich. They don't stop. People like Watts always think that these professions of solidarity with these people is going to immunize them or protect them against being targeted, but it doesn't. These are Jacobins, modern-day Jacobins, and they don't stop. They just keep going until, the guillotine is just running 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I especially like the part where she's out there calling this unlawful.
Yeah.
Isn't every police shooting that there are no police shootings that go uninvestigated, are there?
No. Police departments take that very seriously. Now, obviously, there are situations where some of these have been very questionable and cops get off. I don't agree with all the decisions that are found.
But sure.
Every one of these things is investigated when it's a particularly high-profile shooting. Usually what happens is the locals will call in the stateies. That happened with the George Zimmerman case in Florida. That's happening with the situation in Atlanta at the Wendy's.
Rayshard Brooks.
Rayshard Brooks, yes. They called in the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. And frequently these things also involve, in Minneapolis, the FBI got involved. These things get looked at by on a lot of different levels by a lot of different people. Trayvon Martin, I mean, the the Department of Justice took months and months and months and issued a very detailed report on that, and the same thing with Michael Brown in St. Louis.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that kills me about this, though, is that Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud, or Arbery Ahmaud, mm-hmm. are sort of just sort of lost in the shuffle here.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, to me, there might be a little more credence to those two cases than the other two cases they're citing, but it's a lot more. Yeah, it's a mystery to me why they pick and latch onto that. I fully expected us. I still when Mandalay Bay happened, I expected us to still be fighting over that one, which that was a very quiet thing that came out of it. And I have a theory on that one when we get back, if you want to talk about it.
Be happy to hear your theory.
I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think that might actually, how much credence there might actually be. Now, at the truthaboutguns.com, on a typical day, you're looking at 10 articles, maybe 15 articles. Today, it has been just busting. It has been busting for the last few days. And this is the kind of late-breaking stuff. It just, the McCluskey part just got popped up there. But, I mean, it's the entire culture, the entire world that is covered. And it's all there for you at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I want to float a theory across to you before we talk about the Kimber thing. Because the Kimber thing is actually, I think the Kimber thing actually has an interesting background to it that I'd like your opinion on that as well.
Okay,
so I thought when Mandalay Bay happened, since they seem to fasten on certain events and not on others. And it frankly makes my head hurt trying to figure out which one they're going to stick with, because the ones they stick with seem to be the worst ones they could pick to me. But with the Mandalay Bay one, this was one I expected to really go places. I expected they were going to try to really do a whole lot of things. And I guess there was probably some other stuff that went with it, like the Mandalay Bay is a no-gun zone, gun-free zone. They don't allow him there, and yet he got, what, 23 in there?
Yeah, I mean, he made multiple trips to drag a whole bunch of rifle cases up to his room.
So here's my theory as to why that didn't happen. And, you know, this is me thinking maybe Donald Trump played three-dimensional chess. When that happened, he openly advocated for a rule change outlawing the bump stock, which was not a law. It was a reinterpretation of something that had been already interpreted, what, 3-4 different times?
Yeah.
And so he had that he pushed for that to be reinterpreted. And then in the ensuing weeks and months that came after that, before they finally enacted it, when they were in the review process and everything else, and everybody's like, oh, well, there's Donald Trump, there's his true colors on the Second Amendment. There was no law passed on that, which is, they're always looking for universal background checks. And nobody went that route. And everybody was strangely quiet about that. Do you think that is feasible?
That he forced the ruling to avoid a law being enacted?
Well, I think he forced the ruling to just diffuse the situation and get out there and just, you know, it's a rule change.
Well, yeah, I think there that could be. I think he felt, and I think he's wrong here, but I think he felt that he had to do something.
Right.
And if he didn't do something, they were there might have been enough momentum to have an actual law passed to outlaw the bump fire stocks, and maybe more restrictive gun control laws attached to that bill.
Right.
So he had the ATF magically reclassify these pieces of plastic as machine guns.
Yeah,
exactly, which is blatantly insane. I mean, there's no way that these things can, by any measure, be called be classified as machine guns. I'm sure that he knew that. I have to assume that the White House counsel knew that. I'm sure that the ATF, I can't remember who was in the ATF at that time, and their legal people were saying, look, you can't call an apple an orange. These things are not machine guns. They're, in effect, a stock. It is not a machine gun. I'm sure they knew all that. And that's why so many of us have hopes for the lawsuits currently challenging that ruling. Now, we all probably had a little more hopes for that before the New York Rifle and Pistol situation,
right,
and the dismissal of the 10 cases before the Supreme Court. But this is a discrete, separate ruling. It has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. It has to do with regulatory interpretation,
right,
Chevron deference, all of that, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think that that's at least reasonable to think that maybe he was doing maybe not 3D
chess. A little bait and switch.
Yeah, at least he was doing the least amount of damage he could, doing something while doing the least amount of damage. Because if you remember, Dianne Feinstein herself said, look, we can't do this by waving a regulatory magic wand. If we're going to get rid of bump stocks, we have to pass a law to outlaw them. She may be a rabid anti-gunner, but she's not stupid, and she knows the law, and she was absolutely right when she said that. And then the ATF did what they did, and I think she threw up her hands because there was going to be no more momentum for an actual bill to pass, given the fact. And I think it's at least arguable that that's what Trump was trying to do when he did that.
Yeah, I look at what he did with with COVID-19 when he got out there, and the Imperial College got out there and said 2.2 million people are going to die, and he was like, well, okay, I got to do something. So you know what? The states are in charge of their states. I'm not going to say anything. The states can do what they want. And we saw, you know, we see the contrast going on in the various states and all that other stuff. Sometimes he's a pretty savvy operator. But now I want to segue completely all the way around to this, the last Kimber Stainless Pro Carry. I know that some people will look at this as hyperbole, but is Kimber shut down because they're in New York State right now?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that. I would expect so. Obviously, they shut down Remington at least for a while.
Yeah.
But those people did come back because Remington furloughed everybody on Friday for a month, I read. That's allegedly, according to the local news reports, having more to do with market conditions. Now, you think that market conditions right now would keep everybody building guns as fast and hard as you can, but Remington's got its own problems, and they're nearing another bankruptcy filing.
Right.
So I from that news report, I'm led to believe that the Remington people were back, so maybe the Kimber people are back at work, too. I don't know that.
Well, I mean, I think the same issue has probably been affecting Springfield because, like, the companies in states that are open, they're fighting just to stay above water as far as, you know, trying to fill these orders and everything. And the places where no guns are going out are the places in Springfield Armory in Geneseo, Illinois, Kimber in New York. They're all sort of floundering there.
Pritzker in Illinois did allow gun shops to stay open the entire time. I don't know if people like Rock River and Springfield were shut down for any period of time early on. I believe that if they were, I'm sure they're not now. I'm sure they're not. They're working away. I'm going to be in, I'm headed to New Hampshire tomorrow to visit the folks at SIG, and they're certainly up and running. I believe Smith & Wesson in Massachusetts also had its own serious COVID problems, but I think they've been in operation the entire time. It's crazy. Obviously, these companies could work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and may be doing that in some places and still not keep up with demand right now.
Right. It's definitely all that glut of guns that everybody bought when they thought it was going to be President Clinton. I think that's been solved now.
I don't see any of this slowing down any time between now and the election.
No. I think, as a matter of fact, it's going to be going wide open. And then when the election happens and the Bernie Bros and the Antifa pop and lose their corks, then we're probably going to see a little bit of, not today Antifa kind of stuff happening. But anyway, thank you very much for joining me this evening. That was good stuff. I love it when it's like pick a card. I love it when we can play pick a card. And for those of you that want to check it out, thetruthaboutguns.com. Check out everything they got there because they cover the entirety of the spectrum of the gun world. Their breaking news is truly breaking news. It's not something that you heard about yesterday that they're putting out. It's breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.